Art is too important not to share. Welcome to the Allie and Callie Artcast.
Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie, and welcome to our Artcast.
Yes!
We are here at Adam Graves' little shared space conference room.
Yes.
He's been generous letting us use this space.
Yes,
to
thank you
record.
So much, Adam. What's new, and, Allie?
Well,
Allie Bobali, Fife of Allie. Allie.
I am working on my garden. I'm very excited. I'm so excited that I planted my seeds a little too early, and now I have a jungle that is so ready to go in the ground, and it's too early to plant them, and it's like,
I know.
Oh my God, what did I get myself into? But I'm really excited. I'm going to have tomatoes and artichokes.
Everything.
I have lettuce and kale and snow peas that are already growing out there with spinach. And
nice.
I'll do tomatoes. And
good.
I've got lots of sunflowers that are already blooming.
Wow.
In their little pots in my house.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah. Next year, I'm going to get another shelf because I grow so much.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, who also grows a lot, she and I are just going to grow extra, pot it up, and we're going to do a plant sale in my driveway.
Perfect.
Next spring.
I'll buy some.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done diddly. Just working on
I'm
that.
I'm pretty excited about all that.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's my dad's 91st birthday, so I'll probably go up to Sandpoint. Not Sandpoint. Coca-Lala.
I
like to say it, the Coca-Lala.
I
the
love
Coca-Lites.
That. I love that name, Coca-Lala.
Coca-Lala.
There should be a song called
I know.
Will you meet me in Coca-Lala?
I'll sing that to my dad.
There you go.
Birthday. I know. What do you get a man who's 91? I did find out something today. We did have lunch today, and because I'm doing Mama Rose from Gypsy, and it's about a mama who basically pushes one of her daughters into being a burlesque queen. Mm-hmm. He goes, you know, when I was back in Ohio University, when I was on the swim team, we went from somewhere, and then we went to burlesque after we won a meet. And I was like, what? And he said, yeah, I saw Rose LaRose. And apparently she was a very famous burlesque woman.
Wow.
Queen. And she was known for her shake. I just about died. I was like, he goes, can you look it up on that phone? And I'm like, I looked it up, and sure enough, from Ohio.
How funny.
And I was like, wow. I just never, you know, I did go to Moulin Rouge with my dad in Paris.
Yeah.
And that was hilarious.
I bet it was.
I mean, we were front row, you know, boobs in our face, and boas and flying over us. And my dad loved it. I was dying. I was just like, there wasn't enough wine, you know?
Yeah, right.
I was just like, wow, this is a lot. It was overkill for me. But my dad loved it. Anyway, so that was something I learned about my dad.
All right.
Pretty funny. So, also, he is a musician. He started playing piano at 4.
Oh.
And then he wanted to be a musician, but his parents were no, you have to get a real job.
Oh.
You know, but he did go to college, and he was a drum major for the Ohio University.
Oh.
And then he played a multitude of instruments, and he ended up with a saxophone.
My mom went to Ohio State, and they're the same age.
I know. I wonder if they were there at the same, Ohio State, which one is that? Ohio?
In Columbus, I
think. Oh, yeah. He went to the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. But I'm excited today because we have a real musician.
I know, right? I know. Kathy Colton. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
So excited. I love Kathy's. She not only is she an amazing singer, she's an amazing guitar player.
Yes.
And that's when
she's been around a long time. I remember when in my early years in Coeur d'Alene, hearing about Kathy Colton and her band. And so she's been playing around here. How long?
I actually grew up in Spokane, but I moved over here in 89. And I came here many times over the years for vacation to visit family. And dreamed of playing at Art on the Green. And to date, I've been here for approximately almost 35 years. And it will be 35 years in June. And I've played at 27 Art on the Greens.
Oh,
wow.
That's amazing.
Invited back time after time. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty profound.
That's right. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And was your, did you play by yourself or did you have a band?
Originally, I also left home in 77 and went to Minneapolis where I played for 12 years on many of the same stages that people like Joni Mitchell and John, let's see, was it Bob Dylan, mm-hmm. Different folk musicians of the day back on the West Bank in Minneapolis, and recorded two albums back there over the years.
Cool.
And when I moved here, I had just finished my very first album and had to start from scratch in 89 to build that community that I had back there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it took some time, but mm-hmm. it happened. I mostly did soloing and songwriting early on. I was a little bit political back in the day.
Nothing wrong with that.
And that didn't change much. it still carries through. But after playing music there and then coming here and developing a thing, and then I played solo for so long, I thought, it would sure be fun to play music with people. And I met Denise Bartlett, who is my percussionist. And mm-hmm. her and I have played together for 22 years.
Wow.
And then we used to have a woman named Maxine. And then, of course, Carla Grant is who's with me now. But Maxine left the band a few years back, and we just kept going.
Yeah.
And Kathy Colton and the Reluctants, which there's absolutely nothing reluctant about it. That's kind of the joke.
But it's fun. I love it.
There's some other funny names that I can refrain from. I'll share those later off.
Okay.
off mic. But we started with that and did a lot of folk festivals, coffee houses, of course, farmers markets and all of that over the years. And we're kind of slowing down a little bit mm-hmm. and being a little more choosy about where we play. But also, over the last 9 years, my aunt lived in Seattle, and I used to play Folklife Festival in Seattle. And when she moved to Port Townsend, I would go visit and stay there and then go to Seattle to play, come back, stay at Port Townsend, and then come home.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Coeur d'Alene. But when she died when she was 96, I believe, and I went to her facility, which is how I started this singing in retirement and independent mm-hmm. memory care facilities. Mm-hmm. I sang for her facility, and then after she passed, I continued that tradition and went, when I retire, that's what I'm going to do. And it's been an amazing journey. It's amazing how many people I sing these songs that I will share today. Mm-hmm. The same things that we grew up on. Mm-hmm. I share those songs with them, and they know them. They sing them with me.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know you've performed for the Coeur d'Alene Arts and Cultural Alliance's Music for the Wise program.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that program. That's mm-hmm. the other way that I kind of infiltrated that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've sung at least probably all of them at one point or another in this town. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
It's pretty amazing to me. And every time I had gone to one of those performances for the elderly, to see, it's really moving to see these elderly people, many of them aren't speaking.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Just, they're, kind of like you said, just almost comatose. And yet the music starts.
And they're awake.
You see a toe start tapping. They might get up and dance. They mm-hmm. might
sing along.
Sometimes they cry.
Yeah. I just feel like music is somewhere deep.
It's a great connector. Of memories of everything, even if you don't remember, it's just beautiful and it.
Right.
It's great.
One of the early times, a man that used to manage the old Symes Hotel in Hot Springs, Montana, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And he lived a really long time. He lived like almost 2 years with it. And he said, I want you to, this was one of my early gigs. He said, I want you to come and sing to my people. You know, and I would love to, Doug. I mean, and he was kind of the brightest bulb in the room, if you will. And the rest were either eyes closed, mostly catatonic, I would say. And when I was done, I always go around and thank the people for letting me share my time with their time, you know, and their day. And it blew my mind when I walked around and I would touch their hands and their eyes open up and they say, thank you. And they are so sweet. I mean, and very recently a woman came to me after I was done. She had asked me to sing Puff the Magic Dragon. And so I did. And she said, can I look at the lyrics? And I said, sure, you know. So I read along the lyrics with her, you know. And she says, my daughter never liked that song. And I said, really? Why? And she goes, something bad. I said, was it when the rumor was that it had to do with drugs? And she goes, yes.
Oh, hilarious.
Oh, my God. So I said, well, you and I both know that this is about a little boy that grows up and he leaves his dragon Puff behind and Puff is lonely.
Yeah.
And the story goes, and she goes, thank you for singing it to me.
Oh,
you
know?
I mean, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and then one other time I met a woman who used to sing with the All American Singers, kind of like the New Christy Minstrels. And she was at one of my lodge gigs. And one time when I was singing, she was singing with me, I took my microphone and handed it to her. I was so moved by her that I said, you, and then COVID happened and things, and I was hoping I would see her, and she was gone, one of the people.
Yeah. Wow.
I've lost many connections that through those, you know, that's just the nature of the facilities.
Right.
But boy, what a joy. So can I tell one more story about that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I was at Pacifica down here, the courtyard at the end of Sherman, and there was this beautiful 98-year-old woman, and she could barely, she had like a wheelchair kind of a unit, and she had long Joni Mitchell beautiful hair.
Yeah.
She had black leggings, a purple and black striped shirt, a big rimmed hat, and a leather vest and leather boots.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And Beth, who is the activities director, said, you don't know who she is. I know you don't. But this one time, this is why she introduced me. I said, it was the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Is anybody in this facility, were they at Woodstock?
Now,
who would have thunk somebody would actually raise their hand?
Oh, wow.
And it was her.
It was her.
Oh. So later, you know, when I was saying thank you and shaking her hand, and she goes, I get you, Kathy, I get you. You know, I'm like, wow. You know, my mind is blown. So she goes off to her room and she goes, sometime we have to have tea. And I went, okay. So Beth comes and gets me. You know, I'm cleaning up my gear and getting ready to go. And she goes, so this is Jean, I think you say her name, G-E-O-D-E, Gade or Goad. She was an orphan at 8. Her aunt and uncle, who lived in Woodstock, New York, adopted her. She was at Woodstock, but she was 47 years old.
Oh, wow.
She wrote 2 books, famous books, about Woodstock. One, the history of the town. One, the history of putting together Woodstock.
Oh.
Interesting.
Her books sold for, in today's market, $750 a piece. Her son, she was raised there by her aunt and uncle, grew up there, and then she later needed care, obviously, and her son moved her here, and I met her.
Wow, that's great.
And it was great, you know, just great to, those are the kind of connections I meet with the people in these facilities.
That's awesome.
Kind of profound. I feel pretty fortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
For all your screen printing needs, trust the local you can count on. Pyramid Printing has been a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over 2 decades.
Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, signs, banners, and stickers. For all jobs, big and small, just give Eric a call.
Email us at info@pyramidprintingcda.com or give us a call at 208-664-0254.
PyramidPrintingCDA.com.
The Ovation Company, in partnership with the Chalkboard Agency, is committed to improving the climate and culture of our schools. The number one indicator for student success is connectedness, feeling like you are part of something. Nothing helps connect people like a good story. After all, isn't a podcast a way to share and collect stories? The Chalkboard Agency's mission is to connect the world of education through the stories that bond us all. To find out more, visit thechalkboardagency.com. And if you have a story to tell that you believe would help young people to be kinder to one another, reach out to the Chalkboard Agency and let us connect you to the world.
Well, Kathy, first of all, I want to ask you, how many original songs have you written?
Oh, lots.
Really?
Yes. So when I was in my young years, I wrote a song which is now called The Crown of Thorns, but at that time it was called the Anti-Christianity Song. And it was pretty silly. And my mother was a Seventh-day Adventist. And I would call her from Minneapolis in my 20s. Mom, back when long distance was a real deal.
Yeah.
Right.
And Mom, I wrote a new song. You know, I want to sing it to you. And then I'd tell her, the name of this song is The Anti-Christianity Song. And she'd go, great. You know, she wasn't too pleased with that. But when I changed it to The Crown of Thorns, then it was a much better delivery.
Right.
But I've written many of them. Like, my first album came in one night, and my second album came after I had carpal tunnel surgery in 93.
Wow.
And it changed my guitar style.
Uh-huh.
And that was Quiltings and Hems. And the gift of that particular album, Quiltings and Hems, was a song that I wrote about the women in our lives that are really powerful. But not, and I probably won't be singing that song, but what I will say about that song was, when the AIDS quilt came to Spokane, they came to me and said, would you sing this song for the quilt? Mm-hmm. And it was a piece of the quilt, which was massive. And it was at the convention center, and I had never seen it. I knew what it was, obviously, but when I walked in the room, it took my breath away.
Wow.
Because it was huge. It was, and this was just...
And it was just a piece of it?
It was a piece, because each square is 2 by 4 feet.
Wow.
And it's for the person, and I was singing this song for the dedication of new panels for people that had died in Spokane. So the real quilt took up the Washington Mall, the length of the Washington Mall in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
So we saw a piece on the floor in Spokane at the convention center. So when I walked in and then, you know, I'm seeing all these quilts and then I have to sing it a cappella for the dedication, and I had a lump the size of my fist in my throat. Mm-hmm. But it was one of the most profound experiences of my life.
Right. Wow.
But again, you know, I write songs and I never know. I have my reasons for writing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm brought to a moment sometimes.
Right.
So this particular song that I'm going to share is one of my originals.
Okay, good.
And it's called Nana's Song because it was written, I wrote it next to Rock Creek in Montana, and it was actually written for a book. And I wrote it in the dark without a pencil off the top of my head.
Wow.
And my lovely partner, Lori, said at the next morning, can you remember that song? And I said, I think I can. And so this is it.
Okay.
sitting here listening to the water roll by. Just look up into Montana skies. Be still in the quiet and an eagle flies by. Wait long enough, a million stars light the night. Home's where you find it. Home's where the heart is. Skies under Montana skies, making friends out of strangers you meet by the day, sharing stories and dreams as we fish the day away, finding peace and serenity in a life well lived. As we fill up our souls so we have more to give. Home's where you find it. Yes, and love's where you find it. Under Montana skies. Under Montana skies. Been so many places on this island called Earth. Climbing mountains, descending valleys, floating rivers since my birth. I keep returning to this haven, my sacred piece of ground. My soul is eternally filled with Earth's hallowed sound. Find it. Home's where the heart is. Love's where you find it. Under Montana skies. Under Montana skies. So let me tell you a little story. Doesn't really matter what name you put in this song, it fits. And I tell everybody that. So for example, under African skies, under USSR skies, under Afghanistan skies, under Coeur d'Alene skies, under Spokane skies. Doesn't matter. And the truth is, we're all there. No matter where you are, you can make it your home. You find it so simple. Home's where the heart is, and everybody's got that. And love's where you find it, and if you open your heart, you will find it. under Montana skies, under Montana skies, under the earth's sky.
Wow, that was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah,
I love
it. That's kind of a fun one.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always absolutely, I think I probably most admire songwriters, because to write a song, it's different than writing a book or writing an article. It's kind of like writing a poem maybe, but poems writing the words to music is really beyond what I think I would know how to do. And so I really admire songwriters.
Well, thank you. I mean, the truth is, I can't read music. I don't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. My dad came home and said, well, a couple guys taught me 3 chords, and then when I was a kid, about 14, 15. And then he came home with a 12-string after out partying, and won this 12-string and said, if you can, he woke me up and he said, if you can tune it by morning, you can keep it. And
oh,
it was,
wow.
He handed it to me at 2:00 in the morning.
Oh boy.
Wow. So by the time morning came, I was so tired, but I had it figured out. And songwriting is something that I can't sit down and do. I can't sit down and make it happen. Mm-hmm. The universe just gives it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny. Taylor Swift said, many songwriters have said that, you got to have that sadness. Music comes from sadness. Mm-hmm. And that's true. And so I've been kind of in a, okay, mm-hmm, I don't want any sadness, please.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Just
yeah,
give me a song. And, yeah, and they will come. They come when they come. I can't make them happen. So, mm-hmm. But I've written hundreds of songs.
Well, you're a storyteller.
I think
great, you know, great musicians who write their own songs are storytellers. And they're writing stories to music. Mm-hmm. And then it comes across with the lyrics, and then it ties in beautifully with the music. And that's what makes a great song.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
So, right.
Well,
and I've been very fortunate. You know, this community really opened its arms to me over the years, mm-hmm, with, you know, the farmers markets and, you know, Music for the Wise. Mm-hmm. Even when Riverstone Stage first opened up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were one of the first bands to get to play on it.
Oh, mm-hmm, cool.
Yeah, yeah, so that was kind of cool. And, you know, lots of other things.
I know you've played for Art Walk during Art Walk.
Oh, yes, lots of, mm-hmm, Art Walks.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've played at Coeur d'Alene Fresh, which is a little wine bar here in,
yeah,
town.
Oh, yeah.
Marla really likes us, so, uh-huh, she's invited us to,
I know,
play,
I keep,
a few gigs.
I keep
gigs
saying
there.
I'm going to make it, and I will.
Oh, yeah. It'll happen.
Yep.
You know, summer's coming. We've got some other things happening. Post Falls Days is another thing, mm-hmm, or what is now Post Falls Festivals. Mm-hmm. They invited us and has kept us coming back for the last 20 years.
Nice.
Which is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Add a little flair to your special events with Scraps Barbecue, a great catering choice for your next gathering. Specializing in golf tournaments, sporting events, weddings, and other family friend gatherings, their commercial kitchen can be on site, or you can choose to have a fully catered meal delivered right to you. Known for their authentic Santa Maria-style tri-tip and tequila lime fish tacos, they can customize the menu to meet your needs for groups of 20 to 2,500. Contact Kevin at kevin@scrapsbarbecue.com or check them out on Facebook.
Greetings, listeners of the Allie and Callie Artcast podcast. This is Jason from Tubbs Coffee Roasters. Keeping art alive and culture relevant is the heart and soul of our community of creatives. And as a local coffee roaster who loves a good origin story of a painter or a farmer or a musician, we proudly support the Allie and Callie's Artcast podcast's expansion and exploration through positive conversation. So grab a cup of coffee, preferably one from Tubbs Coffee Roasters, and tune in, humans. Your ears will thank you.
So what do you have coming up? Anything new?
Besides vacation.
Yeah, besides vacation.
You know, one of the things that's happening, well, we finished our album this coming September. It'll be 2 years ago, and we released it last year, but all three of our mothers in the band passed away in the same year.
Oh.
And many friends, we lost many friends. And then on top of that, Carla, my left-hand person, vocalist and guitar player, had two hand surgeries in the last year.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
So we're starting off slow this year, and she's on an epic adventure for 2 months on the road, traveling with her husband, and then I'm going to be taking off. And then June comes around, and we've got a few things in the fire, but things won't really start happening till July.
Yeah. Right.
We're kind of doing a slow year this year.
Any specific date that we could talk about that maybe anybody listening might want to make it to?
Let me think about that for a second. For sure, Post Falls Day is in July.
Right.
Which I believe is the
second weekend, isn't it?
Yes, the second weekend of July. And then, of course, Art on the Green, and we will be the final act on the South Stage, which is my preference. They wanted to give me main stage, but I usually get a better crowd.
A little more intimate.
And I get to, I tell stories.
So right.
You can't do, you can do it a little bit on the main stage.
Right.
We've done it many times, but it's more difficult to bring them out of the shade into the concrete in the sun.
Right.
Right.
So we'll be there from 4 to 5:30, and the Post Falls performance will be on a Friday from 2:30 to 4:30.
Oh, good.
Same time every time.
Right. So I'm sitting here holding your new album that you were just talking about. Decades, it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
here
one of the things, one of the things about this is, the first off, Carla had never recorded. Denise and I had recorded. I had recorded, probably been in the studio five times. And Carla, it was her dream to do this, and I was like, oh gosh, I don't really want to do it. But I found the person that always does our sound at Art on the Green, Scott Martinez.
Yeah, I know Scott.
Yep. He said, if you can't get into a studio, I'll take care of you. And so we made a plan with him, and I told the girls, okay, we're going to go in the studio. And we got there, and they had never really been. Well, Carla, the headphone thing freaks people out. It just does. First time in the studio.
Yeah.
Right.
It's So, anyway, we went in, and then I surprised them and said, we're going to go in, and we're going to spend 8 hours in here. And we recorded 30 songs in 8 hours.
Wow.
Then I said, you're not going to be involved in the mastering, only I and Scott.
That's
so you got to let go.
That's probably wise.
And so out of the 30, I chose 16 songs to put on here. And then we called it Decades because we've been playing for decades together. Mm-hmm. And because we do the decades.
Yeah.
You know, the title, you know, all the songs that are on here are, you know, Bob Dylan, Van Morrison, Annie Lennox, and, you know, from the 60s, you know, through the years and into current stuff. Mm-hmm. Then the album cover, which Denise and I had ideas together. So if you look at it, it looks like a Polaroid.
Right. Yeah.
With coffee stains.
Oh. Right.
Because Denise Bartlett is a professional artist. But anyway, so we recorded that, and Denise did the album cover. There we went out and did a photo shoot in Spokane. This is up against one of the brick walls over by the courthouse.
Oh, cool.
This is on the bridge that walks over the river down at People's Park. And then the pictures inside are done in the style of like film strips.
Fun.
So it's a pretty cool project, and we're very happy with it. It's kind of like, it'll be probably the last. I may at some point decide to do a solo CD and do some recording that way, songs that I haven't recorded. So that's kind of it.
Yeah, you'll get there. I love the coffee stains on there. That's really,
I know, that's
that's really
Denise.
Cool.
Yeah.
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 So people can find you on Facebook, Kathy Colton and the Reluctance.
Yes.
Or just Kathy Colton.
Or just Kathy Colton.
Right.
Great. And they could, do you have like samples of some of your music on there or a way for people to purchase your?
No, we don't have it that way. You have to come see me.
There okay. you go. You just have
they
to.
They can send you a message.
Yeah. Yes.
Say, in I fact, that just happened. A woman that saw me, her and her husband, saw our band play 15 years ago in Hot Springs, Montana.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And they were listening to our CD at that time. That was my third CD that we recorded at the shop in Spokane, mm-hmm. and called Towards the Heart. And they had that CD and were listening to it some in the morning, and I got a messenger. Says, Kathy, we see that you have a new CD.
Yeah. You know? We want one.
Oh. We want one. So I sent them, and they live back east in Virginia. So
that's fine.
That's kind of a fun
perfect.
That's
nice. I know. Yeah. I love that.
Loyal. Yeah. Loyal fans.
Loyal fans, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I feel like you need to play one more song okay. to kind of take yeah. us out.
So this is one of my favorite songs to sing, and I sing it to my elderly people. Every time I sing to a different place, or I always sing it because it's a Van Morrison song, and he wrote it. It was on the album Hymns to the Silence, and it's his, basically he sings it for God. Not a lot of people know that, and so it's called Have I Told You Lately?
Okay.
Have I told you lately that I loved you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. For the morning sun in all its glory greets the day with hope and comfort too. You fill my life with laughter, somehow you make it better, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Find, and it's yours and it's mine like the sun. And at the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one, to the one. Have I told you lately that I loved you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love less defined, and it's yours and it's mine like the sun. And at the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one, to the one. Have I told you lately that I loved you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Take away all my sadness, fill my heart with gladness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Take away all my sadness, fill my heart with gladness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.
Yay.
I Thank love you. That song.
So pretty.
I know that, you know. I mean, and I tell my elderly people, I tell that every performance I do, I tell people I love them. I look them in the eye and I tell them that, because in this world, some people I think have forgotten what love is and how important it is. Mm-hmm. And we're all connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Someday they will.
Yeah.
Yeah, love is the answer. Love is the most important thing. And if you don't do anything else in this world, that's the one thing you need to do. So.
Amen to that.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, Kathy,
thank you
so much
for being here. It's really
I
been
love
a treat.
This private concert we have.
I know.
So great.
Awesome. Thank
oh
you.
Oh my gosh. And we look forward to hearing you this summer.
Yep.
We'll look for you wherever you are.
Right.
Yes.
Because we love hearing you, and I want to hear the whole band. Are you performing with the band or just you?
No, the whole band.
Oh, the whole band. So I'm excited. That'll be fun.
That'll be
and
great.
Do they sing also? Or
yes, they do.
Oh.
Some three-part harmonies.
Oh, I love
Carla
it.
And I both, yeah, we both have very distinct voices and have a very distinct sound with our harmonies, because she can sing high and, yeah.
Lovely.
Cool.
It's very fun.
Great. Well, thank you
yes,
again.
Thank this you so
treat.
Much.
Yeah, thank
it was
you.
A treat. Definitely.
Yep. So I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. And whatever you do today, first of all, tell someone you love them and be creative.
Yes. And listen to some music.
Yeah.
Music can save the world, you know.
It can.
That's it.
The Allie and Callie ArtCast is sponsored in part by Tubbs Coffee Roasters, globally sourced, locally roasted coffee. Scraps Barbecue, a locally owned catering company. The Ovation Company, standing for what is right and good. And Pyramid Printing, a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over two decades.